The first phase of our church building is right over there. Y'all watch us do it. We did it together, didn't we? We watch God guide us and direct us. We built that building. And on that building, I want you to, I'll just bring you up to date. On that building, we added to it about three times. I think about three times, if I'm correct. And we took out a mortgage on the building, which is nothing wrong with it. Because we made our payments on time, so we never owed anybody anything.
All right.
But the Lord, and see, some of you don't know this, but this will help you. I learned this through the years. I used to be about 25, but now I moved up. I'm in my fourth set of 20s, so. When you get in your fourth set, you're a little bit older than you when you were in your first set. Four is greater than one and two. But we had a man, pastor in Jackson. He's with the Lord now. Saying all this. He's with the Lord now. I invited him. This was in the 90s. This was in the early, no, it wasn't the early 90s. We moved in. It was in the late 90s, pretty close to probably around 98, 99, somewhere in there. I invited him to come and speak. And at that particular time, he was our regional director, RMI, of the school we went to. I invited him to speak, and he prophesied. And I heard what the Lord said. He prophesied. He said, the next building, he just sort of pointed like that, the next building y'all build is going up debt-free. I don't know if any of y'all remember that. Some of y'all may be old enough. Yeah, he said, going up debt-free. We standing in that building, he prophesied. So what I want to do is give you some basics, some fundamental of faith. See, some people think when you, something you speak happen instantly, but other things, it's a process. And if you don't know how to, if you don't know how to walk it out by faith, you'll get ahead of God. You'll fall out the race. You'll give up and quit. But when God tells you something, that's what it is. If you'll stay with it, you'll see it. And this is why we need to know about faith. And when all this other stuff come up, trying to tell you something different from what God has said, I want you to listen to me now. Because if you live godly, if you live for God, you will be challenged. You will have opposition. You have opposition to get sick. You have opposition to get quit. You have opposition to be broke. You have opposition to be mad. You have all kind to you have all that. But when you walk with God and let love be the motive behind everything you, let love be the driving force. Let love be the energy that drives what you do. Are y'all listening to me? All right, if I give you an example, and we'll come back to this again. I'll give you a good example. You see all the instruments up here? They were sounding good, right? If I would walk over there and pull the plug, what's going to happen? You're not going to hear anything. You might hear a little sting, sting, sting. But that energy that plugs those instruments that plugged in is the driving force. They can have everything tuned up, everything fine-tuned and ready to go. But if I pull the plug on it, it won't work. See, that's why you got to walk in love if you want your faith to work. You can have everything together, but if you're out of love, you don't have no driving force. You don't have no energy. You don't have that force that make it work. And see, and that's why people get into the place where they try to perform, put on a show. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Trying to make something happen. And the Lord told me, he said, tell him, flesh won't never move me. He said, the only thing moves me, the only thing pleases me is your faith. I don't care how brilliant you are in your mental capacity, that you might have such brilliant thinking that if I throw out a number, and tell you to multiply, you can give it to me just like that. But it takes me a little while to. I'll finally get it. But when you come to God, you got to get in the realm where he is. Am I communicating this morning? How you get into that realm? Well, I'm born into it. Then once you are born into that realm, then you live in that realm, or you learn how to operate in that realm. And the way you operate in that realm is by faith. And your faith works by love. Huh. Now, how many of you in here this morning, as beautiful as you're looking, as beautiful as you are, when I give the benediction, which I will, or say we're done, you don't have enough sense, your senses together, to know how to get out of this building. You start turning, what did I do now? What did I do? Do I go that way? No. You know how to function in this natural realm. You know where the doors are. You know where your automobile is. You know where the keys that go to it. You know how to start it. And you know how to get from here to where you need to go, right? If that's so confusing, you learned that and you know how to do it. Well, God said, listen, tell them, life in the spirit is much more easier when you learn it. Much more rewarding, much more powerful. Matter of fact, you begin to operate as the master that you are. This is just the way the Lord does, and I have to follow him. Guys, I'm going to read a different scripture that I gave you. Hebrews 11:3. Reading from the King James. I'm going to see, can I keep it simple? Or keep it whatever. Look what it says. Through faith. Through what?
Faith.
Through faith. We understand that the world was what? Were framed by the word of God. So the things which are seen are not made of things what? Which do appear.